With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Today marks the one-year anniversary of President Trump's near assassination during a campaign stop in Butler, Pennsylvania, considered a turning point in the 2024 race for the White House. The incident is still fresh on the president's mind.
At last summer's GOP convention, soon after the attack, Mr. Trump said he would only talk about what happened once. Even so, he often shares the story of how he turned his head at just the right moment while discussing his favorite chart about border crossings, which he credits for saving his life. A painting of that scene now hangs visibly in the foyer in the White House near the staircase of the private residence. And there's plenty of memorabilia around the president, especially the iconic moment when he stood up, bloodied from his wound, thrusting his fist dramatically in the air for supporters yelling, "Fight, fight, fight." George Williams, Washington.
President Trump names an interim NASA chief. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
NASA is under new management after an announcement from President Trump late Wednesday evening naming current Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy as the agency's interim administrator. The announcement credits Duffy for doing, quote, a tremendous job in his role as Transportation Secretary, which it seems he will maintain as he also oversees the space agency. The appointment came on the eve of the Senate Appropriation Committee's scheduled markup of the White House's bill that allocates funds to NASA, which proposes a nearly 25% cut to the agency's overall budget and decimates funding for current and future science missions by almost 50%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Attorney General Pam Bondi dismissing the criminal charges against a Utah plastic surgeon who was on trial for allegedly issuing fake COVID-19 vaccine cards at a time when companies were firing people who refused to get the vaccine. Dr. Michael Kirkmore was indicted by the Biden Justice Department in 2023. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. This is SRN News. The religious gender gap is shrinking, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christian relief agencies are rushing aid to Texas, where deadly floods have killed scores of people. Samaritan's Purse is leading the charge, and CEO Franklin Graham is urging all Americans to intervene spiritually. Also pray for the hundreds involved in search and rescue efforts. Samaritan's Purse has already dispatched a disaster team, and it will work in concert with local churches in the affected areas to provide relief and help the search and rescue teams. This is SRN News. Public policy analyst and economist Steve Moore says he trusts President Trump's economic policies.
Trump has got us on a path to prosperity, really does. And when you, the reason they call it supply side economics, which is, you know, myself and Larry Kudlow and Steve Forbes and others, we want to increase the productive capacity of the country, more output of goods and services.
Moore urges Americans to ignore critics of President Trump's tariff policies, which have already proven profitable for the country.
But here's my prediction. I think Trump will get trade deals with Korea. I think he will get better trade deals with Japan and some of these other Asian countries. And guess what the market's going to do? It's going to go right back up again.
U.S. Treasury reported a budget surplus in June, driven in large part by a surge in tariff revenue, thanks to President Trump's America First trade policies. Officials say the surplus offers a clear reminder that strategic tariffs can strengthen the nation's bottom line while prioritizing domestic industries and American jobs. More details at SRNnews.com.